Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hi, I just want to say thank you so much to Christina and Maggie for coming on today. Would you please start with how you started this company, where it came from, and why? I know that's a lot, but
that's a tall order. But let's start with, let's go back actually.
Okay.
So, I think I was 22 when my dad was diagnosed with heart failure. Mm-hmm. I was really young and I was super paralyzed and kind of shocked with fear. And I felt really overwhelmed. There was just this big sense of the unknown. And that was hard for me, not only because I was so young, like being 22 and wanting to be in a phase of your life where everything's exciting and free and adventurous. Like I was in a very different place at 22. And so when he passed, I really started searching for something. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what at the time, but I ended up finding myself in a really mentally and emotionally abusive relationship.
Mm.
And I think at the end of this relationship, you know, it was the end of a terrible relationship. It was kind of coinciding with the grief that I was feeling at my father's passing. And it kind of all culminated into something that was so much bigger, which was like chronic adrenal fatigue and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't taking care of my mental health. It was taking a really big toll on me. And my mental health started spiraling, and eventually it led to an autoimmune condition. Like all of this, just to say, like, this business was not built overnight. Mm-hmm. Like we have so many different reasons, both Maggie and I, in terms of mental health, in terms of pain, anxiety, like there were so many reasons that this company came to be, but this was just me. So like, mm-hmm. I definitely had genetic condition markers for, an autoimmune condition, but my lifestyle, my stress levels had a really big impact on me developing an autoimmune condition. Mm-hmm. And, after being diagnosed, like, I mean, I guess 4 years later, this is now I'm like looking back at it now, but like 4 years later, my autoimmune journey began. Mm-hmm. And I started really looking at my health straight on and being really honest with myself about agency and the choices that I made that brought me to this point. Mm. And that wasn't like the reason that we started this company, but it's the reason that I think I kept going with this company is anxiety and pain. And so, CBD has helped a lot in my anxiety journey.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess I'll talk a little bit about, and I don't know how you want to do that, but let me know if you need me to go back and like re-talk about something. But like, about 5 years ago, I started dating my husband, who, is Maggie's brother, fun fact, right? Yeah. We were friends. Like Maggie and I have been friends for 12 years. We met on a waxing table. It's kind of a funny story. Maggie walked into my salon. I was an esthetician. She like laid down on my waxing table. She was like a full body kind of wax girl. We only had 15 minutes.
Oh,
and I start waxing her and we start laughing and just joking. And we're talking about boys and food and all the things that we love, travel. And by the time I'm done, which is 15 minutes later, like we were just, I felt connected to her already. And she's pulling up her underwear and she's like, "Can I have your number?" And I was like, Yes, let's do that. The guy that I was dating at the time, he was like, "She's totally hitting on you." And I was like, "I'm pretty sure she's just trying to be my friend."
Uh-huh.
And I was okay with that. Like I was really okay I didn't have a lot of friends. We were both in a new city. And so it was really nice to meet someone that was outgoing and exciting. And so we became super fast friends 12 years ago. And when I met Charles, Charles and I became friends. But when we started dating, he had lower back pain and it was like chronic lower back pain. He had three blown discs. He still has it, obviously. Like he has three blown discs in his back. And he had, we had plans to go out to dinner and I came by his house and I was like, I called him cause he was late and I was like, Charles, where are you? And he was like, I'm in bed. And I was like, okay, like, are we still going out to dinner? And he was like, I can't move.
Oh no.
What do you mean you can't move? Like who, what do you mean? And he was like, I've been stuck in bed for 3 days and I have been army crawling to the bathroom. I know. Nikki, it was like so painful to hear. I was just like, how does someone live like this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How does someone live with this kind of pain? And so when we started dating, which was a few months later, I was like, I saw the pain in every movement. Every time he sat down, every time he was like tossing and turning for 6 hours because he couldn't sleep. And it got to the point where I was like, I'm going to make you something. And he was like, he laughed in my face.
Right? I'm going to fix it.
Yeah. He laughed in my face. Like he was like, Christina, I've been to Stanford doctors who told me that the only thing I can do is have surgery on my back. And he was like, that's my option. Like I've been going to chiropractors. I've been massage therapy. Maggie's a massage therapist. She's been his masseuse for years. He was like, there is nothing else for me. This is it. And I was just like, that's just not the way that I look at problems. Like, honestly, that can't be it because you're in this much pain and there's no way that you're just going to be in this much pain for 30 more years until you're eligible for this surgery. So I started researching like botanicals that helped with pain and inflammation. And ultimately what came out of that, like 6 months later, research and making all of these botanicals from scratch was like a 1 ounce bottle of oil that I was like, hope this works for you. but he started using it. And like a few weeks later, he was like, what's in this? Like, what is this? It's magic. And that's kind of how it started, really. Like if we're getting down to like how it started, that was, that was it. Oh, and that's where Maggie comes in.
That is amazing. Okay. I love that.
It's a story.
Okay. Go ahead, Maggie. How did you feel? Did she, Christina, come to you with this idea? Like, we're going to start this business. Okay.
No, it actually happened. I was the one who brought this to her and I said,
okay,
we're making this be something.
So
my story is I grew up in Southern California and the youngest of four children. I was homeschooled. We were very involved in our church. Growing up, I was very rebellious. I always had a pushback against my parents' conservative upbringing. I never felt like I fit into the status quo of my church community. And it led me to develop anxiety at a very young age. And so I kind of had this constant battle and struggle. And you wouldn't be able to tell from outside, but inside I felt like there was this big turmoil and I didn't know what it was and I didn't know how to talk about it. So I just kind of ignored it because you don't know what to do when you're 10. So I struggled in school and I graduated. I went to massage school, kind of it fell into my lap just because I didn't want to go to college. It just wasn't in the cards for me at the time. I did go later, but so the same year, and I grew up in this very conservative household. I was, you know, I wasn't exposed to a lot of stuff. And the same year that I started massage school, I actually fell into cannabis as well. I tried it for the first time on a camping trip and with my boyfriend at the time. And I remember just feeling like I was so connected with myself. I felt I was connected with my body, my mind. I was relaxed. I remember feeling like this is how I should feel. This is how I want to feel all the time. And it wasn't about getting high, but it was about the connection that I finally felt with myself that I wasn't able to feel on my own organically. It was just something clicked. And so from then on, cannabis was kind of my best friend. It's been my longest relationship. I've carried cannabis throughout me my entire life. I love cannabis. It's always kind of been that secret thing that I've always used. I've been diagnosed with many different things throughout the years. Obviously, I've dealt with anxiety, depression, panic attacks. After having my kids, I had really bad PPD, postpartum depression. So throughout all of this, cannabis has been kind of my go-to. I also deal with a lot of like female issues, like pelvic inflammation, that kind of stuff. Any medication that I've ever been prescribed couldn't touch what cannabis was able to provide for me. And so this kind of wanting to feel good like this all the time, I kind of went this unconventional journey, and I was just, I loved when I was younger, I tried everything. I tried pills. I tried, you know, cannabis in any form, but then it was different than it was now. I was just kind of like, some guy gave you this baggie and I'm like, this is what I get. You know, I didn't have a lot of choices. And so when Christina introduced me to this topical cannabis, it blew my mind. I was like, you can put it on your skin? Like what? And so I saw what it was doing for my brother. I saw that he went from bedridden to walking. I saw just the results from it. And I started, it really, I saw this bottle and I was like, this is going to change my life and I don't know how. So I just went with it. And I dove into just doing a lot of research around the science behind cannabis, how it works with our body, how it uptakes, what kind of benefits, what can we, when using cannabis appropriately, what kind of, how can it improve our life? And now, so when I found this oil, I started using it on myself and I had such great results. I was a massage therapist for at that time, probably shy of 2 decades. My body hurt and I loved the work. But my body wasn't allowing me to do as many clients as I wanted to. And I found with my clients, I dealt with a lot of people in pain. I got my bachelor's in kinesiology. I worked a lot with like pain management. I loved deconstructing the body. I loved anatomy. I loved figuring out, you know, somebody would come to me and say, I have this injury from football, or I have this, you know, issue that I don't know what's going on. And I'd be like, let's work this out. But what I've noticed was with my clients is they're looking for something more. They'd always ask me, what else can I do? You know, I eat right. I do massage. I do yoga. What else? And here I had this oil that I was using on myself, but I was like, I can't tell people about it. Like it's illegal. Like I can't give it to like, right. Like I can't like use it. So finally after like, I think about after a year, I started being like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to be a conduit of this powerful plant. And I started incorporating it with permission. I was very much like, you know,
consent,
hey,
consent, right. Yes.
And so I said, hey, I'm just doing this study. I have this stuff. I love it. Let's try it on you. And the results that came back from my clients, that's when the moment that I knew, I told Christina, we need to put this on the market. This is something that people need to know about. They need to be educated about. And people are looking for these solutions. I had so many people come into my office with inflammation and pain, and I was booked. People were like, you're so magical. I'm like, trust me, it's not me. I've been doing this decades. All of a sudden.
That's not true. That's not true. You got the magic hands, Maggie.
But I am truly a conduit, right? So it's like the power comes through me, not from me. And, and now I get to use the power of this plant to help. And I get to be an advocate. And that's like our biggest thing is being advocates for this plant, because I feel like a lot of people are looking for solutions and they don't know where to start. And I feel so privileged to be able to be here sharing this message. And I feel I've never felt so connected and aligned in my life as like I said, cannabis is my ride or die. It's my home dog. And now I get to tell everybody how cool cannabis is.
Nikki, can you tell that she's passionate about cannabis?
I can tell, definitely. You know what? And you have to be passionate about your industry, right? I just want to commend you guys for actually taking this idea and like making it into a business, and like not even just a like small business, but like a full-blown product business, which is not easy, right?
It's definitely a lot more difficult than I thought. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously you're putting in products, but Christina is, she's the mastermind, the brains, the chemist. She's amazing. And she has amazing ideas, and she's what really has, I have great ideas, but Christina's really great at bringing them to life.
I love it. I love it. You guys are such a great team.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a process. Like not mm-hmm. only, I feel like cannabis in itself is such an iffy industry. It's like, mm-hmm. there's so much red tape. There's constant change in terms of policies and regulations. And so getting into this industry, I don't think that either of us knew what we would be undertaking by taking this on. But at the same time, like Maggie said, like we are so passionate about bringing this to the market and getting this into people's hands and teaching them about all of the different ways that cannabis can help them.
I love it. I love that. It's really just about making people feel better, whether that's like mentally, emotionally, or like physically. And I know we've talked a lot about the physical, like topical. I'd love for you guys to talk more about like the mental health benefits. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word. Benefits of CBD cannabis. Tell us about that and how it can help and how they can like medicate themselves almost.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can start because I kind of started talking about it. Like I had developed an autoimmune condition about 5 years ago. It went untreated and undiagnosed for the last 4 years. And I finally got diagnosed last year, which was a blessing and a miracle really. But like my autoimmune condition had some pretty severe symptoms. I was feeling anxious. I was like so hot. I was like overheating. I thought I was having hot flashes. I really thought I was going like,
you're like, I'm not old enough for this.
Yeah. And I was just like, I honestly was having hot flashes. I had anxiety. I was having panic attacks and I was just like, what am I going to do? And I wasn't sleeping. That was like my number one symptom was I had terrible insomnia. Mm-hmm. And I went to so many doctors. All of them told me that it was in my head. They told me I had PCOS. They told me all of these things that I didn't have any symptoms for. Yeah. And I got to the point where I was like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done going to doctors. I've tried everything. None of it's working. I'm suffering. I am at the point where like, I was desperate. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, and I honestly couldn't tell you who, somebody said, why don't you go and get a green card? Like there are so many shops in San Francisco, just go get a green card and go use cannabis. And I was like, I was that person, Nikki, who had anxiety every time she smoked in high school with her friends. I was like, no, thanks. It makes me anxious. It makes me paranoid. I start freaking out. I have all these, like, that was me. And so I was like, no, I don't need cannabis. And they told me like, you know, it helps with sleep. And that's all I needed to hear. And I was like, okay, I went down, I got a medical card that day. They told me like, hey, there's a shop right down the street. It's called the Love Shack. I hope that they're still open. The Love Shack was my savior, my grace. And I walked into the Love Shack and I hadn't slept for 3 months and everybody could tell. They were like, girl, you look terrible. And I was like, I know. And I would cry on like the drop of a hat. People would tell me how terrible I would look and I would start bawling and being like, you have no clue what I'm going through. I haven't slept in 3 months. It was so bad. So the Love Shack came to my rescue and they were like, we got you, girl. They sent me home with an entire care package of edibles and joints and like pretty much anything and everything to figure out like what worked with me. And I've never looked back. Like cannabis helped me sleep. It helped like my anxiety. It helped in so many ways. And it was just, it was a saving grace for me. And so I recommend cannabis to almost everyone that feels anxiety, depression, like any mental health issues. And I know Maggie has her own story about ADHD. And I definitely want her to share that because it's like, we're all going through mental health struggles, especially during COVID.
Oh yeah.
Like CBD helps me every morning. I use it every morning. I use it every night to sleep. Like it's been an amazing tool for me and my anxiety. What about you, Maggie?
Go ahead, Maggie.
Gosh, so many things. I had anxiety, you know, from a young age and a panic attacks. And those growing up, the only thing that ever really helped was finding a joint, which, you know, I wish I would have had better medication at the time. Now I reach for my CBD tincture, which calms me. But my biggest mental, like, it just kind of helps calm my mentality of it, using it regularly. But I think also CBD and cannabis treat so many different mental health issues. And I've dealt with a lot of these throughout, like depression, it deals with anxiety, social anxiety. I am like deathly afraid of talking in front of people. Like, I'm like sweating right now. You know, PTSD. But I also feel like I see this on a personal level, working with a lot of people with different kinds of mental illnesses, as well as physical. So a lot of these things represent themselves physically as well as mentally. So I'd like to like give out a little shout out to cannabis for the unsung heroes of things you wouldn't think of, like MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. These diseases not only treat or, you know, affect your mind, but they also affect you physically. And we know that when we feel good, we like have better thoughts. And so a lot of this kind of like, your mind hurts, then your body hurts, and then it makes your mind hurt more. And so it's like, we kind of get in this cycle. Yeah. And so for me, mostly, I use specifically, cannabis every day, or CBD every day, to help with inflammation, because I deal with like feminine reproductive issues. And I know that when I feel better, I treat people better. My mentality is better. And, you know, not just that, but going on with like using it in association with my other cognitive behavioral therapies. I love tapping. I got into EFT tapping like 3 years ago, changed my life.
Love it too.
So for me, I feel like as far as like mental health, it's like, I can't see mental health separated from your physical body. And so I feel like they're so interconnected, and CBD and cannabis helps so much regulate your, the chemistry of it. So it works with your natural endocannabinoid system to help regulate you on like a chemical level. It helps, with inflammation, boosting your immune system, and all these things. You know, they are associated with our mentality, like our mental health. And so for me, that's the biggest thing.
I love that you said that. Just a couple of episodes ago, I interviewed a physical therapist, and she was talking about how our physical bodies are, you know, like a manifestation of our mental state. So it's all combined. I love it. Love it. And I'll say for myself, like, I know you guys sent me some of your CBD. So good, because I have anxiety myself and suffer from insomnia a lot. So, you know, sometimes at night I'm like, I'm not going to sleep unless I take this. So, so helpful. So thank you all. So good.
Yay.
I want to talk about the stigma behind this. Because it's such a thing that keeps people from getting the help that they need. And like you guys have said, that was, you know, you didn't think of it first. Let's talk to the people out there who are like, well, I'm not going to try that.
Yes. I mean, that was me. Yeah. Right? Like, let's be honest. Yeah. That was me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, no, thank you, cannabis. Mm-hmm. Like, not only because, I work in the corporate world where like, there's still so much stigma around cannabis. But back then I was like, they're going to think I lived in San Francisco, one of the most progressive places in the entire world. And I was still like, I don't want to be associated with cannabis. Like cannabis, feels dirty, right? Like if we're talking about like what the stigma brings to cannabis, it's like you're a dirty stoner, you're a hippie, you are a deadbeat, you're not you don't have a successful career, you don't have a successful job, you don't have a successful family, like you can't
you're lazy
yourself. You're lazy, right? Yeah. Like that's the donor stigma that is in all of the movies, in all of TV. And I think that I had to overcome that stigma, and I was desperate enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people aren't desperate like that, right? Like they're like, I'm not going to take that on. I'm not going to take that stigma on. I'm not ready for it, because that means that I have to like actually look at what cannabis does, and I have to look at myself. And I think that's kind of the stigma and what we're dealing with. But for me, I was desperate enough to try cannabis. And when I realized it worked, I didn't care. Yeah. I was like, I don't care if you think I am a pothead. I don't care if you think I'm a stoner. Like, this helps me. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand how much agency it's brought to my life. Like, I realized that my mental health choices and the choices that I'm making every day, like what I'm eating and how I'm feeling, like those are the things that feed my soul and affect my wellness, and not the opposite, which is like having this stoner stigma doesn't help anyone, especially when cannabis works, and it works. So I think for us, for me personally, I'm not going to talk for Maggie, but like for me, I had to face that stigma head on. And I had to ask myself like what really matters to me in my life. And being associated with cannabis, and I've had to do it on a more professional level now, because like when I was a personal user, it was like, okay, like I'm over the stigma. I don't believe it. I'm not going to feed into it. But as a cannabis business owner, now there's another layer of stigma. I'm like, I'm having to put myself out there on a professional level and say like, I'm in the cannabis industry. And all of my corporate friends are like, you mean what? And I'm like, like, I'm in the cannabis industry. And it, like, at first, I think it was a really hard shift for me, because how do you tell corporate America that you're into cannabis? But now I'm coming from a place where like everything that Maggie just said, like, we know it works. We've seen it with our eyes. We've felt it with other people's words. And like, I just had to jump feet first and say like, I'm in this, and I'm going to advocate so that we can overcome this stigma. And I'm hoping that our website and our Instagram and these conversations are going to have a big impact on the way that people feel, and I guess look at cannabis and how it's unfolding.
I love that.
Maggie, do you have anything? Girl, you gave me, chill. This subject lights me up. Like, I feel like this is what I wanted to start. Like, I was like, people need to know about this. And I feel like people are scared to try what they don't know. And like Christina said, our society is really good at perpetuating this negative stoner stereotype. You know, we had like a really weird war on drugs. We can get into that later, but we've kind of developed this language that we've carried, and these prejudices that like, around cannabis and cannabis consumption. And I think the biggest part is changing our language, changing the way that we view this plant. And I think people need to start talking about their consumption. I hear people all the time like, oh, I can't talk about it. Or, you know, oh, like when I post about it online, they'll message me and be like, oh, thanks for speaking up. I've been using cannabis for years and I can't say anything. I'm like, why?
Why not?
why not? People need to hear that other people are using this because they think it's a drug. And we need to really get out of this mindset that cannabis is a drug. You know, a lot of this is going to happen with policy change and all that, but I think a lot of it happens with simply the language that we use around cannabis consumption. And we believe that educated people make educated decisions. And so
responsible decisions.
Yes. Responsible decisions,
right?
Yeah.
So creating a dialogue.
Exactly. So we hope to create dialogue. We hope to create educated consumers. We hope to provide information for those. So like, you know, people who are wanting the questions, like, where do I start? How do I dose it? What do I take? How do I take it? We're here for you. This is what we live for. This is our dream. Like, come to me. I would love to talk to you in depth.
Love it. Oh my goodness. Thank you both so much for sharing all this. People, if you're listening, definitely reach out to them to find out more, even where to start, how to start, you know, that you're not gonna be overwhelmed and like knocked out, right?
No, I mean, there's that, and that's another thing, Nikki, is like there are so many myths around CBD, and they're like, it's gonna get you high, and it's like CBD doesn't get you high, guys.
Yeah.
I promise you're just gonna feel like so zenned out and amazing, and you're gonna love it. So it's gonna make your body feel like $1 million. Wait, am I allowed to say that, Maggie? No, I'm not allowed to say that.
I don't think you can say that. Okay.
Regulations. Okay, sorry. I'm going to take a step back. CBD can help so many mental health disorders, and it can help with physical pain. And if people are looking for an alternative solution, like I think that it's a great place to start.
Amazing. Thank you. So, tell everybody where they can find you. Where's the best place to look you up, find out more information on socials, whatever.
Pretty much everywhere. You can find us anywhere. You can come into our houses.
I love it. Open for business.
Open for business. I'd love to have you for drinks and maybe a cannabis cocktail. You can find us on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook. We're all Matchcanna, M-A-T-C-H, Canna, C-A-N-N-A. It is actually a combination of our names. It's Maggie plus Christina. So you can't forget that. Matchcanna.
Love it.
We love to connect with people. So find us, follow us, share us, ask us questions, challenge us. I'm in.
I love it. Well, I want to thank you guys for opening this conversation up, for putting out this information in the world. I'm all about like talking about taboo subjects, because you know I talk about money, which people don't like to talk about that either. So I really appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you, Nikki. We so appreciate this. And we love your podcast. We love what you do. And we're just so happy that you took your time to interview us and help us spread this message.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
We so appreciate all of your time, Nikki. And we're just so excited to talk about CBD and cannabis. So we so appreciate the opportunity.
Perfect. Thanks. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram @wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.